Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent. Hello and happy New Year's Eve. It's the last day of the year. Civic Initiatives continues to be in a low content production mode as we take a little time off, as you probably are, in preparing for a busy 2022. But I'm again going to put out the Five for Friday and wanted to give you a quick overview of what's in this topic. So first, there was an interesting article on shipping's unparalleled year in 10 charts that I thought was very interesting. Tons of very specific graphs that show the ocean shipping at all-time highs in 2022, year-to-date changes in the stock indexes for shipping companies, overall world container index, the number of ships that ocean carriers are operating, the boxes that they carry, import shipments, container ships waiting in the Pacific for berths in LA and Long Beach. Very interesting colored graph that shows the difference between anchoring and loitering, and just a variety of really in-depth information that I thought was super interesting. Next up, I came across an interesting post by Luanna Swenson that was talking about a new publication that's out on public food procurement for sustainable food systems and healthy diets. It's the end of a three-year process with a collaboration between the Food and Agriculture Association of the United Nations, Biodiversity International, and Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul, with over 100 authors, two volumes, 36 chapters, an in-depth multidisciplinary analysis of public food procurement issues in over 32 countries. So if that is your topic of interest, then you have a big volume to work through and to take a look at. In a similar tone, the National Association of State Procurement Officials updated their page on sustainable purchasing with all of the resources that they help bring to bear, including key initiatives and policies, key terms, federal and NASPO resources, partnership resources, and an overview of eco-labels. Fourth, the National Association of State Budget Officers released a study with specific looks at the program areas inside of state budgets and where money was going, and found overall net increases in all program areas. So a very interesting topic area to go and take a look through. And finally, as I said at the first, we're taking a short break from our normal content production. Next week, we'll start up. We'll look at the conferences that we anticipate attending in January and also try to set some context for how we'll do content for the year. So thanks so much for your support, and hopefully we can all look forward to a happy and healthy 2022.